Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news and issues facing our business community across South Carolina, and today in particular, what's happening in the entrepreneurial community. That means we have John Swamp Fox Warner here to help us with that topic. He is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. And we're lucky today he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp.
We got a great bright spot in the state, Mike. There's a company down in Charleston, Engaged Talent, that just raised $3 million in venture capital. And that's always a good thing when it happens in South Carolina, isn't it?
It is. Millions in venture capital right here in our state. What does this company do?
They're an artificial intelligence software company, and what they're doing is helping clients identify and engage what they call passive candidates. So it's a recruiting platform. And so if you can imagine having, you know, access to millions of people, millions of professionals, sometimes people start to consider changing jobs, changing careers, whatever. And this platform helps clients identify those people when they're getting ready to change. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? So they've applied these artificial intelligence algorithms to maybe helping you find people you otherwise wouldn't see.
And do we know where this venture capital money came from?
Yeah, we do. The main fund is called Rise of the Rest. It's led by two people, Steve Case of AOL fame and J.D. Vance, who's the author of Hillbilly Elegy. And he's a venture capitalist, and the Rise of the Rest is all about finding companies outside of the typical venture capital places like Silicon Valley and Boston and Austin. They had a road trip, and they came to Charleston last year looking for opportunities, and here they found one.
So little states like South Carolina starting to get some big-time venture capitalists nosing around.
There you go. And so the question for a lot of entrepreneurs, if you want to look at this, what was it about this company that made them interesting? There's a truism in venture capital that says, bet on the jockey, not the horse, right? Because you're going to start a company and it's going to change and it's going to iterate. And, you know, it's hard to predict the winners in terms of business models. But you know what? Successful entrepreneurs tend to be successful again in the future, especially if they stick to what they know. So a couple of people in this company, Christy Whitehead, she's a PhD in economics from Clemson. She was with People Matter, and People Matter is a very successful venture-backed company in Charleston that was recently sold. Oftentimes when that happens, we lose a headquarter company in South Carolina, but a lot of people here make some money. They reinvest back into the next generation of companies. A lot of management leaves and maybe starts a new thing, and this is an example. And another of Christie's partners is Scott Jackson, and guess what? He was at People Matter too. So here's two people that have worked together in the past, demonstrated, you know, that they were good at growing a company with some other people in their team, and hopefully, you know, this company can grow and it'll probably get acquired by somebody and we'll repeat this cycle all over again.
And so has Engaged Talent spelled out how they are planning to spend this investment money?
They've got some good clients already, some good companies using their platform, so they're going to reinvest it more in to the science and the technology and the marketing, you know, things that you would invest in to scale the company. And maybe that's another good lesson for young entrepreneurs is, you know, when you're starting to raise $3 million in capital, you've probably already gotten to the point where you've got tractions with customers, you've got sales, you've begun to validate your business model, and now what you're looking to do is grow it. So you have an experienced team, they have a prior successful track record, they've created a product, they've gone to market, they got some customers, they've demonstrated the value, and now venture capital firms come in and put a few million dollars and said, let's go, you know, make this really big.
This world-class venture fund, Rise of the Rest, are they the sole investor in this new company here in South Carolina? Are there other venture capital money that has come in?
Well, you'll usually find that when venture funds invest, they do what's called syndication. They bring other partners in. So there actually are two other funds. There's one called Refinery Ventures, and they focus on startups that do leadership and talent. There you go. That's what this company's doing. And then there's another one called Grand Ventures. You know, they again focus on high growth companies. And if I had to bet, I'd bet Rise of the Rest and Refinery Ventures and Grand Ventures all know each other, and they've probably done things together in the past. There's some connection connection there that caused them to work together. So when you find one fund like this, you know, they tend to attract others that where they have relationships.
John, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.